Coming up on TMSPM, get ready for weird chicken things.
Pee in that bucket and win $1 million.
12 years a pregnant person.
Comic book nerds are in charge.
Pigman lives.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMSPM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM, the afternoon edition of the show on Thursdays that we made because so many of you gave so much on Patreon.
That's right.
Or just enough. So we could
give
do
just
it.
Enough. Give more. Give more and we can make more.
I want to make that game show thing with Brian.
Oh, I do too. You know what? When people see the last big Nerdtacular Frog Pants All-Stars face-off game and they realize, wow, we're never going to get it in this format ever again in this style.
Yeah. You're never going to get at least an annual one. You might get some random thing somewhere, but if you want a regular one, there's only one way to do it.
Right. That's right.
So let's get there and make it happen. Anyway, we're here. We're doing the show. Now, later, I got big news for later in the show today. I'm very excited about this. Later on, after the middle song part of the show, Brian Ibbett, who has returned recently from a trip to Taco Bell. And
that's right. My travels have taken me to the border.
A call in from a friend of the show, John Jagger, just after the 4 o'clock hour. They will have dueling reviews of the Taco Bell chicken shell.
Naked chicken chalupa.
That's it.
Yes.
And
naked chicken.
We'll find out if they're good or bad or okay or how. I want to know how artificial it felt, like how unchickeny it was, those sorts of things. So pretty excited about that, man. Let me just ask you this. This isn't part of the review.
Sure.
What all do you get when you go? Do you get that, and then what else? Do you get like an extra little taco?
What do I usually get?
Yeah,
I usually get one of their $5 boxes, which has usually three things and a drink. Right, so it's like a couple of tacos and a burrito supreme, and then I give one of the tacos to Tina because that's about enough for her. That and something else small is enough for her. So
sure.
It's kind of a combined deal. They do have a naked chicken chalupa combo, which does include the naked chicken chalupa, a Doritos Locos taco. So the taco shell made out of Doritos.
Yes.
And then just your regular generic taco. So I did get one of those.
All right. I usually go for whatever let's say it's number six. It's the chalupa, or if it's a burrito, whatever it is, the main thing.
Right. Right.
Then I get one extra, sometimes two, depending on how gross I am that day. Mm-hmm. I will have at least one extra soft beef taco.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't know why. I just feel like I have to have another one. And that's it. That's my goings on at that place, and it's good enough for me.
And then you find the nearest Office Depot.
Mm-hmm. Scarf it down, and then I find the nearest public toilet and give back to the community. Time for the news.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
Oh, look, you guys, it's nighttime news, and we got a few items here that we can share with the fine people at home. A teen. Oh, boy. This is no good. A teen was forced to pee in a bucket in school. We'll get to why in a minute. And was awarded $1.25 million. For being forced to pee in a bucket.
Bieber did it for free.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Well, he came down there with like $10 million, so it's fine.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. He probably should have paid.
He doesn't need the extra 1.25. But so the way this worked, it went like this: a jury has awarded $1.25 million to a former San Diego high schooler who was denied a bathroom break and forced to urinate in a bucket. The girl, then age 14, let's see, how old she be now? 2012.
So, 5 more years, 19 now.
Yeah, she's out of school now. Mm-hmm. Just in time to get your winnings. The girl, then 14, used the bucket in a Patrick Henry High School supply room in 2012. Teacher had denied her request to leave a 25-minute class, believing it was against school rules. Her lawyer said that after the incident made headlines, the girl was mercilessly teased, traumatized, and attempted suicide. She sued the teacher and the San Diego Unified School District. District lawyers and the teacher, who no longer work on the campus, never intended to embarrass the girl. Maybe not embarrass her, but you did intend to not let her pee when she needed to.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But did the teacher say... We don't find out if the teacher said, no, you're going to have to go use that bucket in the supply closet.
No word from her. She is being lip tight, quiet about this.
Yeah.
My guess is once in a while, a teacher gets a little cocky, a little control freaky. Maybe the class is acting up or whatever, and they clamp down. Who knows?
Yeah.
They say whether or not they'll consider appeal on Wednesday. Quote, something like this should never have happened to a 14-year-old girl just entering high school. The newspaper quotes attorney Brian Watkins is saying she took the stand and told a really embarrassing story. She told the jury how this has affected her life and how she is still working through issues caused by it. The Union Tribune says the girl, now 19, went on to earn a diploma from a charter school. So yeah, she had to get the H out of Dodge there.
Right, change schools and everything because it was so embarrassing. I'm not surprised. You know, I mean, that's something, 14-year-old, that is like the prime time for getting teased and harassed and bullied and picked on. And once you're locked into that, it's a really hard cycle to get out of. So yeah,
you do it to me today, big deal. We'll all laugh about it in a week, right?
Right. Right.
But this is the kind of stuff that would send a 14 boy or girl into a tailspin if you're not careful.
Sure. Yeah.
She has a job and is still in therapy due to post-traumatic stress caused by the incident, he told the paper. She's very happy she was able to have her voice heard. I've been doing this for 20 years, and this was one of the more peculiar cases that I have tried. So there you go. Use some of that money to, I don't know, make your own school. I don't know.
Make your own bucket.
Yeah, make your own bucket. There you go. Make your own bucket. A human-pig hybrid has finally been created in a lab, giving Cosmo Kramer great happiness to know that Pigman
finally
is real. Just watch the Pigman episode, actually, funny enough. Anyway, it's being created in a lab to help grow donor organs, and it's a bit of a breakthrough. Mm-hmm. Scientists have created a hybrid of a human and a pig in the lab. The embryo was terminated before the potential chimera animal could be born, but it is pioneering development all the same, suggested that it might be possible to create such embryos and leave them until they are born. The scientists hoped that they can ultimately grow functional organs and tissues that can be reused for transplants. Such chimeras might also be used for things like drug testing, since they would react in the same way humans would. But what would these look like? Is this some kind of weird pig man with like a half of...
Have we not seen enough sci-fi movies, Scott, to know what that there's no way anything like this could ever possibly go wrong, first of all.
Sure, it'll be fine, right?
Number two, human-pig hybrids. We've seen a bunch of those. What, Time Bandits had... Fidget got turned into a pig, didn't he? One of the little people.
Yeah, he was the R2. He's the R2 actor. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It was, wasn't it?
Kenny Baker. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think. You're totally right. If we've learned nothing from Time Bandits,
it's Kenny Baker is a pig man.
Is a pig man. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Spirited Away had pig people. Mm-hmm. What else? I mean, there are a lot of people. Roadhog.
Yeah, Roadhog is a pig man of some kind, right? We think.
He's got a pig. We think, we assume so.
Got a pig. All the skins are pig-shaped.
Right.
Yeah, who knows? But anyway, the deal is, let's see, I'm going to find this part of it here. The scientists report in the paper published in the scientific journal Cell, C-E-L-L, kind of like that weird movie with Jennifer Lopez in it.
Oh, yeah.
That the efforts to grow...
better than the sales magazine called Cell, by the way.
Oh, is there one called Cell?
No,
but does the first article say I can get you those figures if I can just use your phone?
That's right, exactly. Just imagine going to the one of those corner stand magazine shops you see in movies that feature New York that you never see in real life, where somebody goes up and says, let me get the latest issue of Cell.
Hey, you want the one with the S or the one with the C? Are you a science guy or a sales guy?
What if I'm both? Then I'll give you both. Let's see. Where are we here? Oh, it says they were able to grow the embryos containing pigs and humans and had been harder than they had anticipated, is what I'm trying to say. Even after decades of attempts, scientists are still struggling to make stem cells in petri dishes become fully functional adult cells, let alone three-dimensional tissues and organs of the kind that might be needed or used in transplants. It's like when you try to duplicate a key, he says. The duplicate looks almost identical, but when you get home, it doesn't open the door exactly. Here, there is something we are not doing right, says Professor Izipisue Belmonte.
100% correct.
How would you say that first name?
Izipisue
Belmonte. We thought growing human cells in an animal would be much more fruitful. We still have many things to learn about the early development of cells. Well, so there you go. Pigman coming your way, 2018. Wow. Probably.
God, no kidding. That's all it takes, right? It's just one of these things getting loose, and animal rights or human rights people saying, no, you can't terminate it. It's, you know, sentient pigman.
Yeah, once it's pigman and it knows it's pigman for life. You can't kill pigman.
Yeah.
So be careful. I understand the idea of cellular tissue. Well, whatever. There are people that still think that's bad.
Free pigmen.
But if you have like just cells, that's one thing. If you've got a weird little pink man walking around with like tail and a freaking round nose with two holes in it, you're in trouble. So be careful.
Wow.
12 years of pregnancy. It was up for Oscars and won many of them. no, that is not true. 12 years of pregnancy, according to a woman who finally gave birth to a male child. She claims that she has been pregnant since 2005. And finally had the baby in 2017.
Did she give birth to an 11-year-old? What?
You know,
how does that work?
It's the first question people should ask, so I'm glad you asked it. It was an astonishing moment of jubilation as people were overwhelmed that Ja Tondo in the town of Brewerville, the outskirts.
No, that is the Ja Tondo town.
Oh, that's the town. Tondo, a town in Brewerville, the outskirts of Monrovia. I've heard of that place.
Yep.
Where have I heard of that?
Monrovia. It was...
something show, movie, something.
The Accord, the Monrovia Accords. So those are the Sokolovia Accords in the Avengers.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Maybe, yeah. Monrovia.
That sounds like a made up...
It totally does, yeah.
Yeah, it's where Black Panther...
It's where, you know, right next to where Dr. Doom is king.
Totally, totally. He went over and took over Monrovia and the people didn't know what to do, so they just worshipped him. when a woman identified as Fatu Badio, I don't know, it's like radio would be.
Just this first sentence is just made for Scott Johnson.
she gave birth to a male child after carrying the pregnancy for 12 years. The woman at the center of this fascinating report, Fatu Badio, narrated that since... Okay, hold on a sec. She narrated...
Narrated.
That's a weird way to say
their,
it.
Somebody apparently is using their thesaurus. Yeah. Well, I don't want to say that she said.
Yeah.
Let's find another word for said. Narrated. Okay,
she
that
narrated.
Works.
That is lame. That since the start of 2005, she got pregnant and passed the normal 9-month period for women, something that placed her life in a very different path. Since then, I've been visiting churches and attending revivals and crusades, but later decided to just sit back and look up to God, says Fatu. She was sharing tears of joy during this. According to her, she also visited several hospitals and health centers in and around Monrovia, where some medical practitioners told her it was a growth while others said it was a child. I'm going to say without actual hard paper evidence and doctor reporting and any sort of,
medical facts.
I'm not buying this at all.
I'd say that she was fat for 11 years and 3 months and got pregnant at the end of that 11 years and 3 months.
Could be. Or I'm thinking she had a baby in 2005, was embarrassed, dumped the kid at some orphanage somewhere, then went another 11 years and then got pregnant again. And this time she thought, oh, the last time they saw me, I had a baby belly. It's something like that, all
something
right?
Something like that. I don't want to do any, I'm not doing any Fatu shaming. That's
no,
what I'm
no
not
Fatu
doing.
Shaming.
Is any Fatu shaming.
Turn off the Badio. anyway, I don't buy it. I think there's something funky going on there. I mean, what's the longest anybody can, I mean, there's probably something on this.
You're pregnant for 9 months, give or take, not 12 years. So the pregnancy was 9 months of whatever that was. Maybe she had a growth, you know, some sort of tumor.
Tumor
for 11 years and 3 months, and then got pregnant at the end of that, and assumed that they were one and the same, but
yeah, I don't. Yeah. I need more than just this weird story to give me any kind of proof of anything. This may as well be on a newsstand at the grocery store and me going,
it's a bouncing baby teenager. Congratulations.
I noticed yesterday I was actually at the store and I had forgotten. You forget those magazines are there. You forget the tabloids are there.
The National Enquirer and the.
Somebody's buying that stuff. Somebody is, right? Yeah. I don't know who.
It's the one where they find the most horrible picture of Kirstie Alley and sticker on the cover saying, Kirstie Alley's leg explodes from excitement.
Yeah. Kirstie Alley ate two camel humps. You should see what she looks like now.
Right. But the one. Basically, it's kind of what those lesser sites that we end up on, right? Not the Huffington Post or BuzzFeed or things like that, but you know the sites that have some of these articles that are like, wow, where'd that come from? But then at the very bottom of it, it's got pictures of 11 celebrities you didn't know were dead, or you should see what Jerry Ryan looks like today.
Yep.
It's what people who don't have the internet and need stories like that still have.
That's what I was going to say. It's the worst kind of like link bait fake news.
Right.
And it's been there the whole time. It's never left. And anyway, I see one yesterday where it's Barack and Michelle Obama. And of course, they're the ugliest possible faces they're making because someone paused it during whatever.
They scour like hours of video footage to find the one where he's kind of cross-eyed and she's got her tongue sticking out of the side of her mouth or something.
And it says, but Michelle's pregnant and wants a divorce, demands it immediately after leaving the White House. Like, what? What are you doing? You're loaded with poo. So somebody somewhere is printing those, writing those, making those, and just having a great time.
I wonder how big their staff is. Do you think you could pull off, you know, a printing deal like that and get it out to as many locations around the country as it's in? Could you do that with like a 12-person staff?
I bet you could do it with three. I mean, you could have a guy on layout, you could have a guy on editorial, and you have another guy on like getting photos and stuff. And
they're weekly though, right? I mean, that's a lot of work for weekly. Maybe. That's true.
If it's all just bull crap, if it's just them going, sources say today John Goodman farted a green ghost, and the ghost itself.
All they have to do is find a picture of John Goodman, had a little green Photoshop behind his butt,
and they're done.
Yeah.
I think it's so easy to do fake things and hard to do real things.
I'd say six people.
All right, six. I'll give you six. I mean, if they're making enough money, why wouldn't you have more than three?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But
because it's weekly. I mean, it comes out weekly, so I mean it's gotta be on that I'm sure they're still using Quark Express.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Aldis PageMaker.
A really old version of Quark Express. Quark Express 3.0 for Windows 98.
That's right.
All right. We got a final story. A comic book nerd is finally won, Brian. The comic nerds have won.
Oh, finally.
I know. You've been trying so hard for so long, and here's the good news. Comic book nerd won a city council seat and was sworn in holding his Captain America shield.
I love it.
It's pretty good.
You think the comptroller. For suggesting that I run?
I'm really grateful for all the emoticons that I'm feeling.
I planned on keeping this city mint in bag for life.
George Perez was the greatest inspiration. Lan Diep. Am I saying that right? Diep?
Diep. Dip.
Diep.
Lan Diep.
D-I-E-P.
Yeah.
Has been collecting comic books since the third grade and has paid more than he's willing to admit for things that technically don't exist in the real world. Oh, whatever. He's a collector. Just say that.
Right.
You don't have to say.
Yeah, exactly. Geez, Washington Post. Already nerd shaming in the first sentence.
Don't like it. He owns a working Ghostbusters trap, for example.
He owns a Ghostbusters trap that moves. Let's define working.
This is a bad article.
Right. This is an article written by I don't know, Ghostbusters thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do those All the President's Men guys, Bernstein and whatever, do they come in and yell at you guys?
Bernstein.
Yeah, they get mad at your dumb writing. Let's see, where is it here? Oh, so okay. He keeps a piece of kryptonite under glass. Again, a green thing that looks like kryptonite, not actual kryptonite.
Exactly.
Just in case the Superman truthers are right. Oh my lord. Seriously, let the Huffington Post be what they are. And then you be what you want
to
be.
I used to work at the HuffPo. Now I work for the Washington Post.
The WaPo. But he concedes that there are a few opportunities for a grown adult lawyer to whip out things that some people would choose to classify as toys. So they've languished in his closet, safe from scratches, thieves, and most who would mercilessly mock him. I'm mad at this article. That's not how this works.
Yeah, no.
You know how much of that shit Brian and I have? I got a stormtrooper looking at me right now, right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have an
action figure of Shannon from Lost laying on a beach.
Oh. I hate this kind of talk. I hate it. Doesn't it bug you? It bugs me. You really have Shannon on the beach?
I really do. Yeah, sitting over there. Want me to grab it?
Yeah, I do. You really have this? I'd never heard of this. He's got a blow-up doll. He's got a Tempest machine. He's got a Vetrex he just bought. What's this? Let me see. No way.
Yeah, this is quite possibly the dumbest action figure ever created. But basically, it is Shannon from Lost laying on a beach.
And all the guys on the photo, everyone behind her, getting mad that she's
Boone
on the beach.
And Kate, and you know, removable sunscreen that you can put anywhere on the beach next to her.
Wow. Hold on a second. Was this a thing you could buy? It was official licensed product?
Yeah, these were, you could buy the whole set of Lost action figures. They had they had one for everybody. Locke and Jack and Kate and Hurley. I've got Jack, Shannon, and Kate.
Oh my gosh.
Because I bought them in a really cheap eBay auction. It's like, I really wanted the whole set, but I got three.
So is she just laying there? She can't get up and do other stuff. There's no kung fu grip
or
anything.
You can pull her off. She's removable. Over the years, I don't know if she's warped or shrunk or something, but her pegs don't quite match up with the beach. So it took a lot of work to get her to stick on the beach.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of pegs.
Yeah.
But there are no moving. Like, you can't move her arms or turn her head or anything like that. It is an inaction figure.
Wow. All right. I did not know those even existed.
Yeah, Charlie comes with a drive shaft ring. Totally true. Yeah, she came with Rousseau's map.
Oh, really? How come she had the map?
Because she was the one who could speak French and listen to the recording that said that... they'd been here for...
I forgot. All right, she had school French or something.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Lost. What are you going to do?
Lost. Lost action figures, everybody. Everybody.
By the way, and it was Brian who said, it's hard to pull her off. That's what he said, okay?
It is hard to pull her off. She's got a lot of pegs.
Mm-hmm. Just so you know, it wasn't me. All right, what else? A month ago, things changed. He decided to run for city council. So he got that job, and it's time to dig into that closet. I don't want people to assume I assigned more forethought and meaning to this than I did, he told the Washington Post of his new viral swearing-in ceremony. I guess this video's gone viral. Political landscape of late has been very gloomy. I just wanted to bring a moment of levity to the proceedings. He brought his replica of the Captain America shield and held it there. In pictures of the ceremony, he's earnest and straight-faced. His right hand has been raised. His left hand grips the shield, which is the size of his torso.
It really is a big... It is the big Captain America shield. That's awesome.
Let me bring this
up. I don't know. I mean, there's had to be somebody there. There's a couple people smiling in the background, right? Some of the other, like, city manager Dueñas.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, yeah, look at that guy.
Can't tell what, oh, there it is. Oh, come on, let me zoom in. There we go.
Yeah.
Council member Davis, not as amused over there on the far right.
No, he seems annoyed. He's like, gosh dang it. Really? Are we doing this?
He really? Thinks? Is he going to carry this? Is he going to bring this to every meeting?
Yeah. good for Lan Diep. Oh, here's an even better picture of him. Let's pull this one up.
All right.
Yeah, the one from his Twitter account's the best because you see his full body there.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, look at that. I think that's great.
It is great.
And some of them are smiling and some of them are just annoyed back there.
Yeah. You know what? I'd say it's about 90% smiles behind him, the people behind him. The woman who's swearing him in doesn't look amused at all.
No, she seems like maybe...
She's the comptroller, right? That's Linda the comptroller.
Nobody told me it was going to go down like this, says Linda the comptroller.
That's right.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get on the phone with John Jagger, and we're going to talk to Brian and him about their experience with the Taco Bell's newest creation, the chicken something naked chicken burger thing, chicken taco.
Right.
So that's coming up.
Just like that.
Yeah, just like that. Everything you just heard is exactly right. Then we're going to do app time. We got your Twitter questions, and more.
Twitter questions.
So coming back for those. And in the meantime, we're going to play a song. So play me one. What do you got?
Here's what I've got. I've got a band called The Smallest Creature. I'm trying to pull up, man, Music Submit. I really like MusicSubmit.com, but it's not letting me log in to actually look at the notes for a certain band.
Mm. The Alestorm people? Is that the one?
Other one. The Smallest Creature.
Yeah.
The Alestorm is for later.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right. So all I can tell you, and I'll try and get some more information during the song.
Mm.
The band is called The Smallest Creature. They are, they've got their brand new album called Million, which features this song right here, Copenhagen. It's a lot of fun. It's a great song, and hope you enjoy it. And I'll have more information about them at the other side of this.
Okay, awesome. Well, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
A little of pride. Out there, there's something that sweeps this air. There's something that lifts me high. They pose on her lap, the mermaid I wish I could. I would give my
That was trippy and kind of old school.
But there we go. Turned off my microphone. Yeah, totally is. The kind of reminds me of Radiohead. A couple people said, yeah, it sounds like Creep by Radiohead or somebody that totally does. Follows that same chord progression, but really, really cool. The Smallest Creature is an alternative rock band with influences mainly from the 90s scene, but with blended elements from across the rock spectrum. It's the brainchild of Stefanos Mariandis. It evolved into a power trio with longstanding friends Stefanos Nikolou and Yakovos Stirlandis on bass and drums. I'm thinking they all might be Greek, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, look for moles. They have moles. Yeah. We know what's up. That's the way you can tell.
Good stuff, though.
Yeah, really
check
good.
Out their album, Million, and more.
I really like that a lot. Okay, well, we're going to get John in here and do what's natural. We're going to do what comes natural to man, which is to...
I hope he comes in with a Captain America shield. That's all I expect.
That'd be pretty cool, but who knows? I got a little theme for us, though. Here you go. From the outskirts of Arizona comes one John Jagger. Hello.
Well, hello.
Oh, hi. How are you? Are you out of work? Did we catch you at the perfect time? Did it work out?
I am. I went running out. I did the wave to my boss like, oh, man, just so busy. I'm doing the George Costanza. Just look annoyed all the time.
So that nobody asks you any questions. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, I like
nobody's
this a
like,
lot.
John, why are you leaving in such a rush? I just look busy. That's the method.
I was hoping it came from like, oh, why are you leaving so early? Well, I ate this weird thing at Taco Bell, and I think I'm going to die. So I'll talk to you later. So our idea here was we'd have John Jagger on. And by the way, for those not familiar with John, you should be. I don't know why you're not, but he is the co-host of The Core Podcast with me and Bo Schwartz on Tuesdays. He also does all kinds of other great podcasting work and one of my favorite gamer friends. And he also is a guy like Brian that will go out and try new things when they hit a Taco Bell.
That's right.
It's not like he avoids such things. In fact, he perhaps embraces them. So we're going to have kind of a dueling review here. We'll start with Brian, and let's see where you guys ended up. How is the chicken naked taco man taco?
The naked chicken chalupa.
Thank you.
Let's first start off with the name. So John, let's describe exactly what it is before we give our take on it. Basically, it's like a round piece of chicken hammered flat like a schnitzel.
Okay.
And then folded over, breaded, and deep fried. So it's in a taco shape.
Hold on. What's a schnitzel? What is a schnitzel?
Schnitzel. It's like what they do in Germany or Austria, where they take Wiener schnitzel or veal or I want to say they do it with chicken too, chicken schnitzel, and they hammer it out flat and bread it so that it's...
But they do it to the meat then?
They do it to the meat.
Okay, so when I go to a wiener schnitzel and it's just a hot dog, that's not
that's
what we're talking about.
Thing. Yeah,
okay.
No. All right. Yeah, that's they like the name wiener schnitzel.
It's got no basis in reality.
No basis, exactly. They don't hammer out the wiener.
Okay. All right. And
don't ever hammer out the wiener.
No, exactly. I'm going to say no to that. Don't be hammering anyone's wiener out. So, all right.
So then they take that folded deep fried shell, breaded chicken, deep fried curve, not torus shape, but whatever that is, rhombulus.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it
and
is
fill it with like a ranchero sauce maybe, and then lettuce, cheese, and tomato.
Okay, but the whole thing's a piece of meat, breaded
meat.
The
whole thing is a piece of meat. It is the entire thing is food.
Is it a lot of meat? Like, do you feel like it's a lot of processed chicken or just a little thin?
I don't know. It's thin enough that it's like eating it'd probably be like eating three or four chicken nuggets that have been flattened out, maybe.
Yeah.
John, like that, about that much?
That sounds so
gross. Somewhere in there. The nice thing, maybe this is getting too far into review. The nice thing is it's like guaranteed chicken in every bite.
Right. You're not going to get like, oh, that bite was all lettuce or that bite was all tomato. No, that's true. You're guaranteed.
There's more chicken per bite than in any other context. So, all right, Brian, you like it? Did you? Where are you?
I enjoyed it greatly. I would A++ have it again.
Really?
That's my eBay review.
Okay. Would you give it? Let's give it a scale 1 to 10. Where are we at on the scale?
Scale 1 to 10. Are you saying is 10 the best thing that Taco Bell has,
or is 10 is the best thing ever? Well,
fine
dining. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Let's look at it. The scale is purely Taco Bell items 1 to 10.
Okay. I'd give it Boy, I'm trying to think. I mean, their Burrito Supreme. Okay, so for me, the Burrito Supreme, I think, is the 10.
Okay.
That's like the perfect size combination of material and price.
Material.
The seven, yeah. The seven ingredient material. So I'd say that's a 10. I would give this a 8.5.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a pretty high score. John, where are you at with the Chalupa chicken melt unit?
Well, I know we said dueling reviews, but I actually really liked it too. Mm. I was shocked. I expected an abomination. And that's not to say it isn't one. It right. certainly could still be that. But it's a tasty abomination.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. So you went in there today. Do you, John Jagger, think that that's the time to do it? Because once they start getting lazy with it, it's going to be wet and drippy.
It's greasy.
And
yeah.
Some of the breading's going to fall off because they don't care. It's not really bent right. Like, are we going to see a different chicken shell chalupa thing a week from now than we are today?
It wouldn't surprise me because that's how it always goes. I really liked the Doritos Locos tacos, and now they are just, that thing has gone off the rails. They don't even taste like Doritos anymore. It's like powdered cardboard at this point.
Okay.
So it wouldn't surprise me, but honestly, based on everything else they gave me at this Taco Bell, which was all wet and drippy, because I also did what Brian did and I got the box thing and I was like, yeah, get some soft tacos. These were soggy tacos.
Yeah. Wow, the real... soft tacos even? Yeah. Oh, that's a disappointment.
Yeah.
These were real bad. And then the lady asked, you want sauce? And I said, yeah, I want some sauce. Give me some Diablo sauce. And she said, great. And then she opened the bag and looked in the bag and then handed me the bag. And then as I drove away, I heard her go, sauce. But it was too late. You've already committed at that point. And I knew what happened. Yeah. And she knew what happened. And sure enough, no sauce.
I hate when that happens. That drives me crazy. So
yeah, it's a puddle of tacos.
Get
this before it's a puddle of tacos.
Let me ask you this about the puddle of tacos. My experience with Taco Bell is when they do a poor job like this with an item they've had on the menu forever and nobody cares anymore, the soft taco, the actual tortilla stuff, takes on, in parts of it anyway, it breaks out down into what I would only refer to as almost like a paste, like a white school paste.
Yeah.
That you would make crafts out of.
When it gets wet, for sure. Yeah. Yeah,
that's disgusting, and I don't like that in my life. But why, I ask you, is it possible for me to drive just down the road to that Taco Bell, come home with a bag full of wet paste, yet I can drive 4 hours to St. George, Utah, to another location of Taco Bell, walk in there, and every time I go in there, everything is like gourmet amazing. Like the soft tacos are bigger, they're not all wet, they've got like fresh everything, the meat tastes better for some reason. I don't understand.
You're not driving 4 hours to go to the Taco Bell in St. George.
No, but every time we're there passing through to go to Vegas or going to St. George itself, we always stop there and it's always 50 to 60 times better food than any Taco Bell I've been to. So I don't understand what the difference is. Is this a franchise thing or what?
The key is if you pull the paper off of that soft taco and some of the taco comes with the paper, it's wrong. It's bad. It's turn around immediately and fire in the hole that bag right back into the drive-through window.
Yeah.
Something happened.
Well, I'm concerned though. So John, you got soggy tacos. Would you ever go back to a Taco Bell and say, you know what, these are soggy? Because they're going to like fart on your taco and spit in your burrito if you do that.
No, I'm going to go to the other Taco Bell. There is a difference. So if I go to the one that's right by my house, and I'll keep this short because I have told this story before. When I get up to the window, the lady says, do you want sauce? And I said, yeah, can I get some? It was fire at the time. I said, can I get some fire sauce? How many do you want?
Yeah.
And I looked at her because it was an odd question. Like, assume at least one per item I ordered, but why don't you just grab a handful and throw it in there?
Yeah.
But she wanted an exact number. I said, I don't know, a few. And she said, well, how many is a few?
Really?
She really got on me about this how many sauce packets thing. Whereas the other one I go to, they give them to me like they get a commission on every sauce packet that they give me.
Like one taco apparently comes with 20 packets of sauce.
Yeah, I've never had them.
Taco Bells.
I've usually had the heft of the bag is usually more sauce than it is food. So that's interesting. But when did she not actually know the definition of what a few is, meaning more than three or more?
Well, she gave me two for the four items I ordered. So I'm guessing no.
All right. Wow.
They were real light on it, I guess. I don't know. And my mom one time got a one of their taco salads that was all the piece of the tomato that's got the little green nubbin on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. The stem piece, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was nothing but that for the diced tomatoes. It's like they were keeping all of those in one spot and then ran out of tomatoes and was like, well, this is good enough.
All right, wait. So this is the one near you? So you've got one further that's better?
Yeah.
Okay. That's how it is for me then, I guess. It's just 4 hours further for me.
So I would bet that the woman who asked you about the sauce packets was it was like undercover boss action, right? Like this is the CEO of Taco Bell pretending to be, you know, a drive-through employee number four.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine this. It's somebody who rose up.
Leader is like, well, we're losing money hand over fist, giving out 100 packets of sauce for every burrito supreme we sell.
It could have been. It was somebody who came up through the Pepsi side and is a total a-hole. who knows? Well, all right. It sounds like they've got a winner on their hands, at least for the next couple of days. I really think people have a window of opportunity to get it while it's good. And then the thing is,
you know, you bring up a good point because first day, today's the first day this is available.
Yeah.
And which means they probably made these chicken shells today, yesterday, maybe. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine it would still be good if that chicken shell is like 4 or 5 days old. Mm-hmm. So if they make a bunch and that doesn't sell as well as they want it to, you could be having a 4 day old chicken shell.
Oh, dude, I don't want that. I don't want that. A 4 day old anything I don't want.
Right.
At a Taco Bell.
Well, when we did the taco shells, the corn tortilla, fried corn tortillas, sometimes those were 5 days, 4 or 5 days old, but they're kept in a hot steam cabinet or a hot, not steam, but a hot cabinet. And
we take them to a steam room. There's a lot of Jewish men naked.
That's right.
Dragging.
A little towel around their waist.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Think about the Dow.
no guarantee, but yeah, hopefully they're wearing a towel. John, this has been a real pleasure. I'm actually, I haven't told John this, but I've been finagling in my head trying to figure out a way to get him to be some sort of short segment on the show somewhere. On Perfect. TMS, and I'm starting to think maybe PM's a good place for it because we can nab him after work and we can have him go do something shitty like eat a chicken taco and report on it. So we'll talk more about that.
I say we make Bogo eat a double down report on that.
Oh, my Lord.
Perfect.
He has to, every time we do a show with Bo, this is a little secret about Bo Schwartz. He's listening, so he'll hear this. In between doing core and we go do our game stream, we go and add him immediately to the group. And he doesn't answer for about 5 minutes. I'm pretty sure Bo poops between the show and the other thing.
Core and game, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening. I outed him here on the show just now, so enjoy that, Bo.
Nice.
John, always a pleasure. Enjoy Phoenix for the warmth that it provides during these cold winter months.
And, well, thank you, guys, and have a good rest of the show.
Yeah, and hang up on us, will you? Because I can't hang up on you for some reason.
I will always hang up.
All right. Thanks, man. All right, Brian, let's let you and I swathy over here. Patrick Swathy over here and try this right here. This
Radio Today.
Nope, that's
is
the
different.
Wrong one. Horrible. Hold on, we've already done that. Nope. Yeah, here it is. I found it. Oh, did we not do news yet? Yeah, we did news. My brain almost broke.
Slappy.
All right, we're going to do a little app review here. Mine is going to be on the iOS platform.
Okay.
However, as many of you know, a lot of this stuff is on Android as well. So it's entirely possible that you'll be able to get it on Android. I don't want to say it's exclusive. Are you ready for this? Here goes.
I am ready. Lay it on me, brother.
Here's the game that I cannot believe I like so much, and my son introduced me to, and I'm kind of blown away by it. It is called BBTan. BBTan.
BBTan.
And it's made by a company called 11%, and it's a battery. It's in the logo of a charged battery that's also squirting out battery juice at the top as if 11% would be too much.
Ah, okay.
Or 111, it'd be 11% too much. Anyway, I just kind of like that. Real basic looking. There's your thing there. I'm holding that up there. What you do in this game, you hit play. I'm going to get the sound going because it sounds pretty good. And not unlike, say, Tetris, there's some stuff up top that is going to drop after every turn. Mm-hmm. And that little dude down there, he's my BB Tan man. Okay.
That little guy. Very poorly drawn hand. I'm just going to say that right now.
Oh, that hand is awful, right? Yeah. But it kind of works with the context of the game. You pull, and here, Chad, I'll go full screen on my screen so you can see this. You pull the hand back, and you shoot your ball. And the ball goes up, and then you hit as many as you could, and it comes back. Now, every time it goes down, you get a plus one to your ball. But all, at the same time, these blocks that are dropping, they keep getting new numbers inside of them. The early ones say one and two, but eventually you've got balls that are like, or you've got boxes that say you need to hit this box 46 times before it'll blow up.
Oh,
so
wow.
So you have to get really smart about angle and where it's, the balls might get caught. So the best way I can explain this is like, hey, what if you took Breakout and combined Breakout with...
Space Invaders, is it? Because they're always getting closer to you.
Space Invaders, Breakout, Tetris, and Bubble Bobble. Those are the combos. A little bit of Peggle too, I'd say, because you're kind of hoping things land in a weird place, and you're not sure if they're going to, and that kind of stuff. So I'm already at like the five, and I've only got four balls, and I've got. Oh geez. Oh, I see. The plus. I just figured something out that I didn't know about the game. The plus. Little pluses little that you
circle.
Hit,
yeah the plus circle.
When you hit those, they are additional balls.
Oh, so like it splits and more balls bounce around,
or it just gives you more. So I have six balls now. And if I play my cards right, I'll have seven. Yep, I have seven cards. I'm about to lose. So,
well, yeah, because I mean, all right. So I'm looking at a couple screenshots here. So let's say you've got a cube or a square on the bottom of this that says 20. That means you have to hit that thing 20 times before it disappears.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. And it sounds like that's impossible sometimes.
Yeah, because it's going to be it's way less than 20 ticks down from the bottom of the screen.
Right. But what you end up doing is you have to be smart and strategic about getting balls caught up inside, kind of like Breakout.
Oh, and they bounce around up in that top
area.
Yeah,
and they're just up there destroying stuff. And you never lose balls. You only gain them.
Right.
So they'll be up there just going, like knocking stuff out like crazy. And you'll get out of the crazy situations you were sure you were going to die in.
Oh, gotcha. So when you get extra balls, you're firing then two at a time the next time it bounces down to your...
Yeah, every time you fire as many... So like I can get up to... I was up to the point that I had like 30 balls. And they were just like a machine gun up in there. And then they were just bouncing around inside of there. And it's incredibly addicting. Super simple, easy to play, pick up, put down, perfect kind of mobile game. And I'm telling you, even as I describe it, I hear it in my own head and go, that doesn't sound that good, Scott. It sounds dumb. It's not. It's great. And it's free.
It looks great. By the way, these guys have a CC Tan, a DD Tan, an EE Tan.
Oh.
They have a whole series of...
What are those?
I don't know, because I'm looking at their website.
Well, let's see here.
Which is... 111%.net, and they show all their different games. They got some really weird, really weird looking games on this thing.
Oh,
like,
interesting. Okay. 101%. Yeah, I'm going to go look at these now. They're all very weird. Like the art style, the look, the everything about it. Just weird and cool and kind of has this like, I don't care, play my game, right. I don't care feeling to it.
It looks like some of those weird mini games from
WarioWare. Yeah. Yeah. Brian's right. That is absolutely true. And by the way, there are no ads. That I can tell. I've never seen an ad pop up. Mm-hmm. All it is like, if you want to buy extra coins, you can. But otherwise, it's free to play. And listen to this music. Oh, it didn't do it. Hold on. How can I get it to do that again? Oh, and you can get other balls. Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. You can unlock. Oh, I can't. I want you to hear that. Hold on.
Unlock new balls.
Here you go. Whoops. Let me try this again. Okay, here, listen to this music. It's very retro.
Wow,
like,
yeah.
I think it's awesome. So
that sounds great.
I recommend it and think people should play it. I really like it a lot.
It is Google and iOS, by the way. Look at that on the website as well.
Good, good. So, yeah, seems like an easy enough one to move back and forth. Totally. So that's my recommendation. Brian, what'd you bring this week?
Well, my choice is also on both platforms. I play a little cribbage. Especially with the crazy neighbors. Apparently that's like the national sport of Wisconsin is the game cribbage, which is played with a deck of cards and a pegboard with little pegs that you move to keep score. And the object of the game is to is to get your 15s and your 31s and use runs and pairs and things like that to get points. And as you get points, you move them, you move down the line.
Makes sense.
Well, sometimes my crazy neighbor Dave is not available to play cribbage. And there have been a few cribbage apps that have been okay, not quite as fun. But the one that caught my eye and that I'm loving is a game called Cribbage with Grandpas.
Oh, it's a great game. I have this too. It's really good.
Yeah, so you start off with a little iPhone. It's a rainy day. You get your iPhone sitting there on a table next to your coffee. And your phone, you click your phone. And it's one of your grandpas calling you. You can create as many grandpas as you want. You can set their level of talkativeness and grumpiness and humor and stuff like that. Create a grandpa, and then you play cribbage against them. And they talk during the game, and they, you know, it's really good AI. You can even set their level of their skill level in the AI. So you can say, all right, I want a grandpa that's really good at cribbage to really, you know, really put me through my paces. Mm-hmm. Or you can say, I want a grandpa who talks a lot but plays cribbage like crap. And you can have a grandpa just like that. I named one of my grandpas Dave, by the way, after Crazy Neighbor Dave. So, and I made him look like what my neighbor will look like in 30 years.
That's awesome. I love it.
But you play cribbage against it. It's a really fun little interface, and it's a decent game of cribbage. And it'll teach you how to play the game, I think, if you don't already know. I already knew, so I skipped the tutorial. But you can.
I'm known to be really bad at cribbage. Yeah. This game doesn't make me feel like I'm that bad.
Yeah. Right.
It feels like there's ways to play it that you don't have to feel like a complete idiot.
Totally yeah. True.
Yeah, because I'm not.
So it's Cribbage with Grandpas, and it's on the iOS store, on the App Store, as well as on the Google Play Store. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
One of the better games, I think, actually, of I think it came out right before the end of the year, I think.
And I think so, yeah.
Yeah, one of the better
games. It was
games
on a bunch
of
people's lists as far as being like a best of 2016.
Yeah, I think totally worthy of that title.
And for sure.
I can't stop playing my ball game. I got to put it down. All right.
Quit playing with your balls.
No kidding. Here's now time for the quick one of these deals here, if I could find it. Oh, yeah, we're in the wrong place. How about this?
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Or the EPA website, because that's... or the EPA, no, Energy Department.
Department of Energy, DOE.
Yeah, the one he was going to get rid of, and now he thinks it's cool.
Right.
Monica wrote in. This is Wicked Kitten 13. Great. Yeah, we like her.
This is the one with the restraining order against you.
Yeah, she says... She says, viscous tacos or thickened liquid. So this is more for you than me, because you hate thickened liquid. So
I can't do the thickened liquid. I will do viscous tacos over thickened liquid.
What if it comes in a jar that is the consistency of thickened liquid? Viscous taco.
Well, then that's thickened liquid. if it's a taco with the consistency of thickened liquid, it's thickened liquid.
That's
so
a good point. That's a good point.
Your question is moot.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm with you also. I would rather eat the tacos than the thickened. I don't like the thickened liquid. I wasn't quite as put off as you were, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Stumpwater Jack says, if science proved drinking a cup of butter daily would prevent you from ever getting sick, would you? Yeah.
But yeah.
Of course I would.
Especially coming off of January where I felt like I've spent the entire month sick. Yeah. Give me a cup of butter. I mean, you know, a cup of butter is a lot. And
so
you
what,
may
though?
Not...
Pork it down. If it's not going to make you sick and you'll never be sick again, then it won't make you sick.
But man, you are going to get fat.
Oh, so it still has those things? Still has
well,
that
it's butter.
Effect? Yeah, but I mean, I was in my head, I'm thinking part of some people getting sick is they get too fat and then they're sick, right? So
right.
I was thinking maybe this would cure fatness too.
You're going to get a different kind of sick.
Yeah.
Fat, sick, and nearly dead fat.
Yeah, different kind of fat, sick.
Too fat?
Yeah, I still would though.
Yeah,
a cup a day. Yeah, I'd just increase my workouts or something.
Yep, exactly.
Sean Cox.
I do have to try the butter and coffee. I will try that tomorrow morning.
Mm. All right, we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Sean Cox wrote in, says, when a neighbor claims it's too much hassle or their dog poops on your lawn, how about building a wall and making them pay for it?
Yeah. Well, we did. He paid for half the fence.
Did he?
So the too much hassle wall, actually, he did pay for half.
Yeah, I like the split there. That's not what this
No,
Mexico
that is a different
wall.
Question.
The Mexico, well, and plus the Mexico wall, they he wants us to pay the $25 million up front and then
right.
figure out a way later to get Mexico to pay for it.
Yeah.
If I had voted for him, I'd
be pissed. After I'm out of office, we'll figure out a way to make Mexico pay for it.
Uh-huh. About 4 years later. My best friend Joe just found out he passed his landscape architect's license. Could you play a congratulatory soundboard, please? Yeah. What do you want? What do you think? What do you think's worthy of
architectural? It was architectural license.
Yeah.
Do you have a? Do you have something in there for like building or house or?
How about this one? No. How about this one? No. Those are dark. How about? No. No. That's pretty good.
That's perfect right there. That's it.
Yeah,
right
that's
there.
Not bad. All right, there's your celebratory deal.
Some great organ work right there.
Let's see. Peter Fisher says, Coverville broke dang autocorrect. What? I don't know why he says that.
Broke dang autocorrect.
Oh, he sent two things. That was a follow-up. Let's see what the first one was. Okay. Once Coverville collects the complete lost action figures, what series is next? Felicity, Silicon Valley, Veep, Two Biker Girls?
Two Broke Girls. That's the broke damn autocorrect. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of those.
I did Silicon Valley. That'd be fun.
Silicon Valley action figures. Yeah, that would be actually of all those. That is the only show out of the rest of those. No, I take that back. I watch Veep.
Yeah. Well, Veep would be good. I would get Veep ones.
Yeah, like the what's his face from Arrested Development. If it came with Meyer's bag that he just had to constantly walk around carrying Meyer's bag.
Well, who's the Pop Toys bought, hired some artist who was doing 3D plasticine looking. A caricature style stuff of people, and they ended up hiring him and doing a whole line like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can find it. This is a.
That's not the. What was it? The. Shoot, because there was one with like Lloyd Dobler from Say Anything that I have that is more of that style, and it is a Funko.
Yeah.
Toy.
Yeah, and I think that's maybe what I'm thinking of, and I'm having a hard time finding. There's Pop, Dorbs. Do they not do these anymore? Mystery Vinyls, Vinyls. Maybe it's the Vinyls. Oh, I think this is it.
Oh, yeah. Vinyl Idols.
Vinyl right? Idols. I believe that. Yes, that is correct. So that style there, great those for Veep. Like. Those would be amazing Veeps, Veeps statues.
Totally.
I wonder if they stopped doing these. I love them.
No, they're really well done. Yeah, there's Napoleon Dynamite and...
Easily my favorite, I think, is the... Clark Griswold one, where he's drinking out of the cup and has the hat.
I don't know, the Patrick Bateman from American Psycho wearing the plastic sheet is great.
That's pretty great. All these are good.
Oh, yeah, the Clark Griswold is great. We're holding the moose glass.
Yeah, that's the ones I would want is these, like...
For sure.
The dodgeball one.
Yeah, because these took some, you know, some creativity and modeling and making characters look good. Oh, the Seinfeld series is great.
Yeah, I want the Seinfelds. Yeah, these are cool.
There's the answer to my question right there. The Seinfelds.
I'm sure these are very expensive, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Trying to find out.
Yeah, probably like $14 each.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, they have the Cesar Romero Joker. And you can see the mustache underneath the makeup.
Perfect. Yeah, anywhere from $13 to $20 on Amazon.
That's not too bad.
No,
Okay, up next. What? I don't understand that one, so I'm not going to read that one. How about this one? Andy B. says, if you could turn one book into a video game, which book would it be? I would play a game set in the Dark Tower universe, but it doesn't need to be Roland or any of the main characters. I want more of that world, and I think a big open world mission-style game... would be really cool in the Dark Tower universe. So that would be something I'd do.
That's good. I would do, looking over at my shelf, I would do Fight Club, but not have it be, you know, basically here's the movie done as a video game. It would be, you know, you'd be Tyler Durden and you'd be arranging all of these things, these actions of mayhem that you're creating. And so you've got to go break into the Lie Factory and get Lie and then break into the, you know, blow up the credit card building and stuff like that.
I like that a lot. Jeff says, is it weird to root for a Nazi in Man in the High Castle? I know what he's talking about. You haven't seen season two yet, have you?
No, not yet. Okay. It's, we're going to watch that. We've got two more episodes left of House of Cards. Oh, no, I take that back. Four episodes left of House of Cards.
How's that going this year? Good?
It's really good, yeah. Mm.
Is he president now? Is that the deal?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Season 4,
I think, is what we're watching.
I'm going to say it's not weird to root for a Nazi in Man in the High Castle because I know what he's talking about, and I totally get it. But also, that's make-believe, and rooting for fake people is not the same as rooting for real ones. So
sure.
I wouldn't worry about it. Let's see. Stumpwater Jack says, what is something that makes you happy or grateful that might be considered mundane or odd to another person? A crispy pillowcase.
Oh, wow.
Like a nice, cool, cool, high fiber count, brand new, fresh out of the washer pillowcase, out of the dryer, I guess. I love that. Mm. But that's pretty mundane to other people. So,
a well-made 16-ounce coffee mug, you know, with a good curved lip that doesn't make you spill coffee when you finish drinking. It doesn't have a little drip that trails down the side. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a good, solid, perfectly curved lip to it.
Oh, I'm trying to think what that, I can't think what that looks like. Is it just a normal coffee mug, but
just a normal coffee mug with a curve, but not a really thick curve. Like diner mugs are really bad for those.
Yeah, I agree.
We've got a really thick walls on it, mm-hmm. and you take a drink, and every time you take a drink, there's like a little run of coffee that just goes right down the side.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. It seems mundane, but has a real creature comfort quality to it.
It totally does. Yeah.
Final one from Jeffrey Anderson, and I'm going to read it exactly as it's written.
Okay.
Hasn't the Mexicans have been paying for the wall for years already? I mean, it was released in 1982. Hashtag Pink Floyd.
Oh, ha!
That is a dad joke, son.
Right.
Woo!
Because I really wanted, to know.
Yeah. All right, I guess that's it. Well, that's all we're going to do because we're out of time.
Cool.
Thank you, everybody, for your Twitter questions. Much appreciated, as always. And we'll be bringing those back next week. So come on back next week for that. What else? That's it. Show's done. We're done. Patreon.com/TMS is the reason this fifth episode a week is possible. So hopefully you enjoyed it. And if you'd like to find more, go to frogpants.com/TMS. Everything is there. That's going to do it for us. Brian, let's play some music on the way out.
Sure. Well, how about a request that is going out to Jamie or Jaime? It might be Jaime, although this isn't the Jaime that we know that's doing the holograph thing and the Toots the Unicorn and stuff like that.
Could be either way.
Jaime says, hey, Scott and Brian, I'd like to make a birthday request for my brother, Derek. He turns 28 today and he started a new job. Well, today's the day. Happy birthday, Derek. Happy 28th birthday, and we'd love to play a song for you. The one that Jaime or Jamie requested, excuse me, is Hangover by the band Ailstorm. Not Hailstorm, we played yesterday, but Ailstorm, A-L-E-S-T-O-R-M. These guys, it's like a pirate rock band, and I don't mean pirate like they steal their money, or they steal music. I'm talking pirate, like they sail the seas with eye patches and parrots on their shoulder.
Yeah, Yar, that kind of pirate.
Yar pirate.
Yeah.
This is from their album Sunset on the Golden Age, came out in 2014. It's a cover of Hangover, originally by Tayo Cruz. Here is Ailstorm.
I got a hangover, whoa. I've been drinking too much for sure. I got a hangover, whoa. I got an empty cup, pour me some more. So I can go until they close up. Hey. And I can drink until I throw up. Hey. And I don't ever, ever want to grow up. Last night, I got
much for sure. I got a hangover, whoa. I got an empty cup, pour me some more, so I can go until they close up, hey. And I can drink until I throw up, hey. And I don't ever ever want to grow up, hey. I wanna keep it going, keep it going. Wanna keep it going, keep it going, 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 going. I gotta.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
You don't have a thing to play. Oh, I'll play this.
That's a good question.